Mark Lev inhales end of Biden regime, calls for U.S. to prioritize security over diplomacy with terror states. By Joshua Klein on January 21, 2025. A bold, proactive U.S. foreign policy is essential to protect American interests and national security, according to conservative commentator Mark Levin, who urged the rejection of a Palestinian terror state, the dismantling of Iran's nuclear program, and the abandonment of discredited Biden-Obama diplomacy, while warning against regimes like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and expressing confidence in America's new direction, declaring that the Biden regime is gone. President Trump is back. In a message addressed to allies of President Donald Trump, Levin warned against policies that could empower terror regimes, including the establishment of a Palestinian state, and he urged immediate action to neutralize Iran's nuclear threat. Levin argued that U.S. national security should come first, urging leaders to reject what he called appeasement strategies that have emboldened adversaries like Iran. Eliminate the number one terror state, Iran's nuclear sites, the popular conservative radio host wrote in his Tuesday post, noting that the Islamic Republic has killed and wounded Americans for half a century, threatens to assassinate the president and others, and chants daily, "Death to America." Levin stressed that taking decisive action would not only dismantle the Iranian regime's nuclear ambitions but also destabilize a government that he described as weaker now than ever. Of course, do not embrace the discredited diplomatic solutions of the Biden and Obama regimes and think deals can be made with mass-murdering terrorists, he wrote. You do not negotiate with genocidal maniacs, pure and simple. He also criticized proposals for a Palestinian state, calling them insanity in light of recent global events, highlighting in particular the brutal October 7 massacre as a turning point that demonstrated the risks of empowering a terrorist regime. The longtime conservative commentator and litigator then warned that the absurd idea of creating such a state would jeopardize U.S. security and stability in the region. Do not in any way help create yet another terrorist regime, this time a Palestinian terror state, he wrote, adding that millions of Americans would oppose such a move. In addition to Iran, Levin highlighted the role of Qatar and Saudi Arabia in destabilizing the region and supporting terror networks. He noted that the former has provided $1.8 billion in funding to Hamas while also financing radical groups on U.S. soil, including at colleges and universities. Meanwhile, he raised concerns about Saudi Arabia's push for a Palestinian state as part of the Abraham Accords, warning that such demands could compromise U.S. interests. Insisting that America holds the upper hand in its relationship with Saudi Arabia, Levin stated that Saudi Arabia needs us a whole lot more than we need it. He also issued a stark critique of recent hostage negotiations with Hamas, suggesting they could set a dangerous precedent for U.S. national security. He further expressed concern that such deals would lead to the release of killer Palestinian terrorists who could pose future threats to Americans. As a result, Levin urged leaders to avoid repeating what he called the discredited diplomatic solutions of previous Democratic administrations. Negotiations will only result in the death of more Americans, he warned. He concluded by expressing confidence in the ability of President Trump to adopt a strong, America-first approach to foreign policy, contrasting Trump's leadership with that of President Biden and arguing that the latter's strategies have left the U.S. vulnerable to threats from adversaries. The Biden regime is gone. President Trump is back, he declared. Levin's comments highlight growing conservative frustration with what is seen as weak U.S. foreign policy under the Biden administration, particularly regarding Iran and terrorism. His call to dismantle the Islamic theocracy's nuclear infrastructure and reject a Palestinian state reflects a broader push for policies that prioritize American security through strength and deterrence over diplomatic compromises. In August, he described then-Vice President Kamala Harris as the worst Israel hater and Islamist propagandist to have ever held the office of vice president or sought the Democratic presidential nomination. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.